We've all seen the stage hypnotist make people pretend they're a chicken or something equally ridiculous, but have you ever thought about getting hypnotized for your health? Well, hypnotherapy is used to help people quit smoking, eat better, and get fit. But does it actually work? Leon Cowan has been a practicing clinical hypnotherapist for almost 40 years, and in 1983 he founded the Academy of Applied Hypnosis. I spoke to Leon and asked him what exactly hypnotherapy is and how it works.
Very interesting question, because there's no definitive answer to that. The state of hypnosis is really a similar state to meditation. It's a similar state to when you're driving and you lose sections of the journey. It basically feels like a relaxed state where you're complying with the hypnotherapist. Yet incredible things can be done with it. People who see stage shows, etc., think they're going to be out of control and the hypnotist or hypnotherapist is totally in control. It's nothing like that. People come out of hypnosis, they feel great, really relaxed, but they turn around and say, was I hypnotized? And I say, yes, because it is so normal and so natural. It can feel like after a massage that you just feel so relaxed, or just as you wake up in the morning and feel very relaxed, or just as you're going to sleep, that wonderful in-between state. It's as simple as that. In a therapeutic environment, what happens when you give a person suggestions when they're in hypnosis, there is a much greater opportunity for their subconscious mind to put this into play so they happen. Now, at the same time as that, a lot of problems do have an underlying cause. So say someone who has a problem being overweight, and they may eat for issues apart from just needing food. So they may eat for comfort, they may eat for distraction. So what needs to happen is that as a therapist, I would actually look to find the cause of the issue. Because once I find out that, say, they're eating for comfort, if they can get their comfort in a different way, they don't need to eat. So their weight will come back to normal.
Okay, so you've just mentioned eating is something that it can help with. What are some of the other things that hypnotherapy can be used to treat?
Things like asthma, migraine headaches, neurodermatitis, insomnia, obesity, sexual problems, study problems, phobias. It's very successful. One of the issues that we've got is that we still have to have more clinical evidence to show its effectiveness. Now, last year I wrote a report for the Department of Health and Aging, and it shows that there is a lot of anecdotal evidence, which is evidence that's not backed up by hard science, but the evidence that is backed up by hard science is starting to grow, and it is showing that there is a lot out there which can actually be achieved. Some of the biggest work that was done where the evidence is very, very strong is in things like pain. It's just enormous in anxiety. And so it has incredibly wide application.
It seems like it does work really well for some people. And on other people, it doesn't work quite so well. So I have actually experienced hypnotherapy personally. I went 3 times to quit smoking and it just didn't work. I mean, I really wanted to quit smoking. I really wanted it to work, and I had a lot of faith that it could work, but it just didn't. Do you know why it doesn't work on some people?
Okay, this is where I was talking about there can be an underlying cause. Now, for example, with smokers, yes, they can desperately want to stop smoking, but if smoking is serving a purpose, then you may need to find that underlying cause. Once that underlying cause is fixed, then the symptom, which could be the smoking in this case, would disappear. And hypnosis is not a magic wand. It'd be wonderful if it was. And to just go a few times may not give you the outcome that you need.
So you think it's important to maybe have a more in-depth discussion with the hypnotherapist and the patient and figure out what's really behind the symptoms of the problems?
It can be. Sometimes it's purely a habit. and you can go a couple of times and it sorts out. But I suppose it also is my practice that I've been doing this so long now that I get referrals and I get the most difficult cases. So what then happens is that it's not going to be just a one or two session process. I have to go into the deeper levels of mind and help people sort things out. For example, I get referrals from psychologists, psychiatrists, other hypnotherapists, because this is a more complex issue that they need someone with more experience to deal with.
Yeah, so it can be used for, I guess, really deep psychological issues as well then.
It can, with very heavy psychological and mental health issues, such as things like schizophrenia, then the first step is still a psychiatrist.
Are there any conditions that, especially mental illnesses that people have, that maybe shouldn't use hypnotherapy? Are there any dangers involved with it?
Look, the dangers with hypnosis are reduced, but if someone has a situation like psychosis, where they're out of touch with reality, and that includes schizophrenia, then the first stop, as I said, is a psychiatrist. It shouldn't be a hypnotherapist. We're not trained to deal with that.